בשוס הרב חלק, ראש הישיבה, תלמידי הישיבה, מורי הרב עוסק. In his introductory comments, Rabbi Chalav highlighted the source of my acute discomfort. I'm not going to make any disclaimers about not being ro'oi to give such a shir, because such a disclaimer would be arrogant and a reflection of yuhara. It doesn't occur to me, it doesn't occur to you, and there's no reason that it should occur to either of us. And thus, in keeping with the advice of Chazal, Chosh Barosha Yasef B'Torah, whatever the Mechush is Yasef B'Torah, so without any further ado, let's try to discuss briefly one or two inyanim in the sugyas of Pesach Sheni in the ninth parak. Let's begin with the Mishnah on Tzadi Gimel Amid Beis. The Mishnah presents a Machlokas Tanoi. Meizoi Derech Uchelke Min Hamodiyim V'Lachutz Ukemidas V'Lachavuach Divi Rabbi Akiva. The Torah says in Parshas Baalotzcha that if a person was B'Derech Uchelke, so then he's certainly exempt from Pesach Rishon. It's a machlokes amoron earlier on Tzadi Beis Amid Beis, if it's only a p'tur or whether it's a dichoy. The very first Gemara in Tzadi Beis Amid Beis presents the machlokes of Nachman of Sheshes, Hoya B'derech Uchoko, V'shochtu V'zoku Alav. He had a shaliach, shacht, on his behalf in the Azara, and the Kohanim did this Rikas Hadam for his Korban Pesach. Rav Nachman Amar Hortza, Rav Sheshes Amar Lo Hortza. Rav Nachman Amar Hortza, Mechas Udachas Rachmana Halav, Ve'yavit Havalav Bracha, Rav Sheshes Amar Lo Hortza, Mitcha Dachi Rachmana Kitame. So according to Rav Nachman, Derech Uchelke is a p'tur, but a p'tur that a person needn't avail himself of. A person can see to it that the Korban Pesach is korev on his behalf regardless, and he would be mekayim his mitzvah. Rav Sheshes says, no, it's not only a p'tur, but it's a dichoy, that the Torah renders him ineligible to be makriv Korban Pesach if he's b'derech Uchelke. Now what exactly constitutes Derech Uchelke is the subject matter of our Mishnah. So Rabbi Akiva says, Min hamaldiyim v'lachutz u'kimidos l'chalvuach, which the Gemara then explains to us, is either 15 or 16 mil from Yerushalayim. 15 or 16 mil outside of Yerushalayim, if a person, which is the distance that a person can cover walking at a normal pace in half a day, either from sunrise to chatzos, or from chatzos till shkia. We'll see more about that in a minute. Rabbi Lezer Omer Me'askofes Ha'azor V'Lachutz. Rabbi Lezer's famous opinion, Rashi al-HaTorah, cites Rabbi Lezer as well, that Derech Uchelke really means that a person is one step. Maybe it means five amos, but probably it just means even one step outside of the Azara. That already constitutes Derech Uchelke. Amalei Rabbi Yossi, Lefichach Nokud Alhei Lomar Lomit Nesher Rochog Vaday Elamei Askofes Ha'azara V'Lachutz. The Nekuda, the dot on top of the hay, hints to this this explanation of Rabbi Lezer that Derech Uchelke should not be understood literally, that there's a great distance between him and the Azara, but it just means that he's outside of the Azara. Okay. Now, obviously, everyone's initial reaction to this Mishnah, or in being Mavi Sedra, to the Rashi al HaTorah, who quotes Rabbi Lezer, is how in the world did Rabbi Lezer come up with this interpretation? Now, clearly, Rabbi Yossi's comment, notwithstanding that the Nekuda on top of the hay is a remez to this, is obviously not Rabbi Yossi doesn't intend that as explaining the basis for Rabbi Lezer's opinion. Mistama, there are other ways of deciphering what the Torah's remez is with the Nekuda on the hay. So it doesn't really, it's not intended to, and therefore doesn't address the underlying issue. Where does Rabbi Lezer come up with what seems to us to be such a forced interpretation of the Chukoka? In fact, the Gemara on Tzadi Dalad Amid Beis, if you take a look, the second line after they branch out, according to some versions of Rabbi Lezer, even magnifies the difficulty. The Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer, Omer Me'askofas, Va'afal Gavdu Motzi Ayil, V'lo Aminim Le'Kum Ayil, even though he could enter the Azara, so nevertheless we don't instruct him that he get up and enter the Azara. V'hatani Yehudi Orel Shalom Mol Onush Koriz the Rabbi Lezer. Aye, but Rabbi Lezer himself says that if a person is an Orel, and as such cannot bring a Korban Pesach, he can't hide behind that fact of his Orla, and thereby exempt himself from the Korban Pesach. No, if he's in a position to be Mal, and he's not Mal, so then he can't hide behind his Orla as an excuse. He's Onush Koris. Amar Abaye, Derech Rechoka L'Tahor, Ve'ein Derech Rechoka L'Tameh. So Abaye says, no, there's really no need to modify what Rabbi Lezer says. It's true. A person standing outside the Azara is not required to enter the Azara. But the din of Derech Rechoka doesn't apply to someone who's an Orel. Doesn't apply to someone who's a Tomei Sheretz. The Torah's din of Derech Rechoka applies to someone who doesn't have these obstacles to his bringing the Korban Pesach. But in fact, yes, everyone agrees that what Rabbi Lezer maintains is that a person is standing just outside the Azara, he has no obligation to step foot in the Azara and to bring the Korban Pesach. How can this be? That's one question. Let's come back to the Gemara and Tzadi Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara has a machlokis here between Ula and Rav Yehuda. Ama Ula, min ha-modiyim li-Yushalayim chamishasar milin havya. Sabala, ki hada amir rabba baba chana, amir Rabbi Yochanan, kama mahalach odom bayom asara pasos. מעלוס השחב עד הנצח חמו חמש עשמילן משקיע שחם ועצס הכחובים חמש עשמילן חושולות לוסן חמש עמי צף ולפלגו דיומה וחמש עמי פלגו דיומה לאורתו אולה לטעמי דאמה אולה איזהו דרך וחלקו כל שאין יוכל להיכנס בשעה שחיתו. So the Gemara says as follows. How did Ullah reconstruct the distance between Modiim and Yerushalayim as follows? That a person, again, in half a day, walking, again, on at the equinox, walking at an average pace, can cover 15 mil in half a day. Again, from Neitz till Chatzos, or from Chatzos till Shkia. And that's the distance from Modiyim to Yerushalayim, because Ula says that the p'tur of Derech Rechoka, or the dichui of Derech Rechoka, whatever it is a function of Sha'as Shechita, that we're measuring whether or not a person could arrive in Yerushalayim at Sha'as Shechita. According to most Rishonim, what it means is that we're measuring where he is at Chatzos and determining if he could arrive in Yerushalayim before Shkia. According to the Rambam, it means that we're looking at where he is at Netzach Hama, at sunrise, and we're measuring whether where he could arrive by Chatzos. More on that later, Blinata, but either way, according to Ulla, Darich V'Cholka hinges on the person's position vis-a-vis Sha'as Shechita. By contrast, the Gemara quotes Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda Amar Kol She'en Yochel Likanes B'Sha'as Achila. That Darich V'Cholka is rather a function of whether or not a person could arrive in Yerushalayim at night in order to eat the Korban Pesach. He doesn't need to be there for the Shechitas HaPesach. That's Efshar Al Yedei Shaliach. He doesn't need to be there for Shechita. So Darich V'Cholka measures whether or not the person could arrive in time to eat the Korban Pesach, i.e. whether or not he could reach Yerushalayim during the night. Good, so that's the Machlokas Amoraim here. Whether or not Derech V'Cholka again is totally on Sha'as Shechita, or whether it's totally on Sha'as Achila. Now there is a little difficulty here in the Gemara, in that we understand, according to Rav Yehuda, that Derech V'Cholka is concerned with Sha'as Achila. We understand that we should be focused on Yerushalayim, because that's where the Korban Pesach is Nechal. So Memeila, if Derech V'Cholka is measuring whether or not the person can arrive where he needs to be, B'Sha'as Achila, so then obviously we're going to look at where the Korban Pesach is Nechal, i.e. in Yerushalayim. However, according to Ulla, that the Torah of Derech V'Cholka is concerned with where a person can arrive at Sha'as Shechita, so we would have expected Ula to say that min hamodiyim lo azara chamisha asar milin havya. Because the azara, it's not the Shechita HaPesach, obviously couldn't be anywhere in Yerushalayim, it had to be in the azara. So we should be measuring a person's distance from the azara, not from anywhere in Yerushalayim. So in fact, the Svasames suggests that perhaps Modiim was in the direction, again, Harabayis is not positioned centrally within Yerushalayim. So he suggests that maybe for all practical purposes, Min Hamodiyim LeYerushalayim is the same, basically, as Min Hamodiyim LaAzara, that it means it's in that direction of Yerushalayim where Har Habayis borders at the end of Yerushalayim. So it doesn't mean from Shar Yafo, it doesn't mean that it's 15 mil heading out from Shar Yafo, because that taku would leave you short of the Azara, but rather it means from the direction of Har Habayis in the opposite direction. And that for all practical purposes, it really does have to mean min hamodiyim la'azara. Whether with this explanation or not, l'maisa the Ramban al HaTorah in Parshas Bahaloscha does say that explicitly, that the din of Derech V'Cholka, according to Rabbi Akiva, according to Ula's understanding, is measured in terms of the Azara. That's what the Ramban says explicitly in Parshas Bahaloscha. But when you look in the Rambam, I'm not sure, perhaps one can say the same, but it's not so clear. In Perikei of Hilchos Korban Pesach, Halacha Tes, so the Rambam again reproduces this Gemara, Mishahoya Beino Ben Yerushalayim Yom Avos or Im Aliyas HaShemesh So he also says, Beinu Vein Yerushalayim. So first of all, again, certainly the Sfasamis' pshat doesn't seem to, the Rambam doesn't accommodate that, because the Rambam doesn't give a particular example of a city. So he seems to be talking about 15 mil from any point in Yerushalayim. So the Sfasamis' ukimta, in terms of where we're positioning Modiim, there doesn't seem to be any basis for that in the Rambam. The alternative to say that maybe the Lashon HaGemara of Yerushalayim is Lav Dafka, it really means the Azara, also doesn't seem to fit too well in the Rambam, because later within the same halacha, the Rambam refers explicitly to the Azara. So the impression created is that when he mentioned Yerushalayim, he meant that in contradistinction to the Azara. So it would seem that according to the Rambam, we are left with a little bit of a tzarechiyun. Why is it that if the Torah of Derech Rechoka depends upon Sha'as Shchita, why are we measuring the distance from Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is irrelevant to Shchita. We should be measuring the distance from the Azara. Okay, so those are the two questions which we want to focus on. Number one, where does Rebbe Lezer get this interpretation of Derech Rechoka, this non-literal understanding, seemingly not the Pshuto Shel Mikra at all, that it means just outside of the Azara? How can it be that Rebbe Lezer maintains that Afal Gav the Motzi Ayel Lo Aminam Leikum Ayel, that a person can just stand there idly and not even be required to go into the Azara? And finally, why is it that Ula, who thinks that the Ptur of Derech Rechoka hinges on one's distance in terms of Sha'as Shchita, why is he measuring the distance to Yerushalayim? He should be measuring the distance to the Azara. Now, in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Korban Pesach, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam, reflecting the Kesef Mishnah, quotes the relevant sugyas here in Pesachim and in Zvachim. But the Rambam's understanding, when all is said and done, of those sugyas which the Kesef Mishnah refers to is as follows. Ein shochlin es ha-pesach elo bo azora kisho ha-kodshim. Af b'sh'as heto ha-bomos lo hoyu makriven es ha-pesach b'bomas yochid. V'chol ha-makriv es ha-pesach b'bomas yochid loka. Sh'nema lo sucha lizborach es ha-pesach ba'achad shorecho mipi ha-shvu olomdu sh'zu azora L'sholcheg v'bomas yochid afilu b'shas heter habomos. The Rambam here says, because the Mishnah quotes the tshuva from Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam, who elaborates this a little bit, that there's a special lav for one who shechts the Korban Pesach outside of the Azara at a b'mas yochid. Now, the significance of this is as follows. Number one, what this means is, the Rambam says explicitly, even at those times in history when Bomos were Mutaros, when they first came into Eretz Yisrael, right, when the Mishkan, after the Midbar, other than Shiloh, so then Bomos were Mutaros. The Rambam's understanding is that there's a special law for Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach alone, amongst all Korbanos, one is over a law for shechting the Korban Pesach and being makriv b'bomas yochid. And the mashmoras clearly is, this is the understanding of the Mefarshei Rambam, that this lav continues to be noig b'zman hazeh, that in addition to the issur of shkutei chutz, which would apply to any avoda, to any korbanos b'zman hazeh, so there would be an additional lav by the Korban Pesach. So that in and of itself is very noteworthy. We'll comment on it in a second, Blineder. And additionally, the Rambam's headlining this halacha is also quite remarkable. The Rambam places it right here at the beginning of Hilchos Korban Pesach, after the only thing which precedes this Isser is just the basic definition of the mitzvah, the mitzvah Esrei Lishchodes HaPesach Ba'abosa L'chodesh Nisan Achor Chatzos. So this isn't some minor detail in Hilchos Korban Pesach, but the Rambam places this center stage. So what we see from this din, again, the Rambam's understanding of those sugyas the Kesef Mishnah refers to, is that the relationship between Korban Pesach and the Beis HaMikdash, or any place which can be considered Lifnei Hashem, to the exclusion of a Bamos Yochid, which even at the time of Heter Bamos is not Lifnei Hashem, is that the relationship between Korban Pesach and, again, in shorthand, Mikdash, is different than other Korbanos. How so? Whereas other Korbanos, so a person has a Korban to bring. A person has a Korban to bring. Now, it's because the Ola or the Shlomim Ba'asherhu doesn't really dictate where it should be korei, but since there are restrictions, there are constraints where a person can do avoda, where a person cannot do avoda, so practically, l'maisa, one ends up in the Beis HaMikdash bringing this korban. The uniqueness of Korban Pesach is that Korban Pesach, the Cheftza Shel Korban, the Korban itself is a Korban Shel Mikdash. It's not simply due to the fact that Avoda can only happen in the Beis HaMikdash. V'haraya, even when there's a Heter Bomos, even when there's a Heter Avoda Michutz LaMikdash, there's a special love which one is over by Korban Pesach, and only by Korban Pesach of being Makriv B'Bomas Yochid. So the pshat is that Korban Pesach, the Korban is a Korban of Mikdash. Not simply that it's a Korban and ein avoda michutz l'mikdash. No, that may be true for other Korbanos. By Korban Pesach, the pshat clearly is that the Korban, again, ba'atzmusa, the chetzah shel Korban, is a Korban shel Mikdash. And that's basically what the Torah is saying in Parshas Re'eh, apparently, the din of Derech Rechoka also is rooted in this connection to Mikdash. And the din of Derech Rechoka is not simply, again, that a person is remote from where he can do the Maisa HaKravas HaKorban, where he can actually bring the Korban, but rather to have the Chi of Korban Pesach, not to incur the Ptur or the Dichui of Derech Rechoka. There has to be a certain connection to Mikdash. And Derech Rechoka, the din of Derech Rechoka is that when that connection to Mikdash, and again, because Korban Pesach is not Stam a Korban and Ein Avoda Chutz LeMikdash, but it's rather a Korban of Mikdash, so if there's not connection to Mikdash is missing, is lacking, so then the Torah has this din, be it a Ptur, be it more than a Ptur, even a Dichui of Derech Rechoka. Boshel l'mahadov adome, according to Abaye's understanding of Rabbi Lezer, that everyone agrees with this version of Rabbi Lezer, Moshel l'mahadov adome, the din is, of course, that lulav is noeg kol shiva min ha-Torah v'mikdash. Mikdash. So what will be if a person standing one step outside of Mikdash, whatever Mikdash means for purposes of Lulav Kol Sheva, what will be if a person is standing one step Michutz LeMikdash on Shlishi Shel Sukkis? So what was the din? If I'll ask a shayla, Afogav the Matzi Ayil, is Aminam like Kumayil or Lo Aminam like Kumayil? Does a person have a chiyuv to step foot in Mikdash and to trigger the chiyuv of Usmachtim Lefnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yomim? Or no? The person is absolutely within his rights to remain b'medina and not to trigger that chiyuv. So lechor it's poshut that a person has no such chiyuv to step over the line and be Lifnei Hashem so that he can incur the chiyuv of Usmachtim Lefnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yom. Oiv kesef lo yisba kesef, oiv mitzvahs lo yisba mitzvahs. Stami, it's a good thing to do, but he certainly has no chiyuv to do so. So apparently what Rebbe Elazar says is in light of the posuk in Parshas Re'eh L'Suchah L'Zvachas HaPosach, that Korban Pesach, again, is not stam a korban. And now let's find out where a person does avoda. But rather, it's a korban of Lifnei Hashem, and therefore Ein Shochtin B'Bamas Yochid. So Rebbe Elazar says it's a chiyuv of Mikdash. Memela, according to Rebbe Elazar, even if a person is one step outside of Mikdash, he doesn't incur that chiyuv. If Korban Pesach had been against stam a korban, and then clearly the pshat would be that a person again has this chiyuv gava basher husham. So then l'chor Rebbe Elazar's understanding of derech rechoka would have been inconceivable. But in light of the fact that Korban Pesach again lo sucha l'zvach sa'pasal b'achad sharecha is a korban of mikdash, so then Rebbe Elazar thinks that unless a person is in mikdash, so he doesn't even incur that chiyuv. And afal gav de matzi ayil is lo aminan like kum ayil. B'emes, it would appear that Rabbi Akiva also agrees. Rabbi Akiva also agrees that the tour of derech rechoka also is rooted in the need for a connection to mikdash. That unless there's some zika to mikdash, you can't have korban pesach. A person's not bechlal, either he's poto or nitche from korban pesach, because again, it's a korban of mikdash. There has to be a zika of the makriv korban pesach to mikdash in order to be bechlal the parsha. The only thing is, again, Rabbi Akiva thinks that it doesn't mean mechutz lazara, that a person certainly has a chiyuv of kum ayil, and therefore we measure by whether yochel likanes. But again, since derech rechoka isn't just measuring his ability to undertake and perform the shechita on the havaas hakorban, but rather derech rechoka is measuring his zika to mikdash. So then, even according to Ula, that derech rechoka hinges on sha'as shechita, that Yitachen was still interested in how far he is from the outer machna of the gimel machnos of mikdash, even though that's not the makom hashechita, because what we're measuring is his zika to mikdash rather than, again, the logistics of the havaas hakorban. Let's continue with another topic within the series of Pesach Sheni on the Mishnah. The first Mishnah, the Parak on Sadi Beis, Amid Beis. Misha ha-yotame u-bederech u-chalka v'lo osu as-arishon yaseh as-hasheni. If a person was Tamei or B'derech Rechoka, so then he has a mitzvah to be Makriv Pesach Sheni. Shoga Gonenas, V'lo Oso Asa Rishon, Yas Asa Sheni. Similarly, if a person wasn't Makriv Pesach Rishon due to reasons of Shogeg or Ones, he too has a mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. Im Kain, the Pshuta Shul Mishnah seems to be, this is the Rambam's understanding of the Mishnah, Im Kain, Lama Nerma Tomei O Shehoye B'derech Rechoka. So if Pesach Sheni is not only for someone who is Tomei or B'derech Rechoka, but the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni is intended also for someone who was Shogeg or Onus in Pesach Rishon. So why does the Torah single out Tomei and Derech Rechoka? Why does the Torah single out these examples? What's so special? She'elu p'turin mehikareis ve'elu chayovin behikareis. And again, the simplest pshat in the Mishnah seems to be, which is how the Rambam, in fact, learns pshat, that the difference is as follows. A person who was Tomei or B'derech Rechoka in Pesach Rishon is absolutely potter from Koreis. Even if he'll be mazed in neglecting Pesach Sheni, he'll still be potter min HaKoreis. Masha in Cain, someone who was Shogeg or Onus for Pesach Rishon, if he will be mazed be Pesach Sheni, so then he will be Chayav Koreis. And that again seems to be the simplest pshat in the Mishnah. That's the Rambam pshat in the Mishnah. It's not what the Gemara says further down here on Tzadi Beis Amid Beis. Im Kain Lama Nema Tomei O Shehoye B'derech Rechoka. If it's true that not only does a Tomei O Derech Rechoka bring Pesach Sheni, but a Shogeg or Nanas also does, why does the Torah single out Tomei O Derech Rechoka? What's so special about them? What's so special is She'elu, i.e. Tomei and Derech Rechoka are absolutely p'turin mehikareis, regardless of what they'll do on Pesach Sheni. Masha in Kain, Elu, meaning Shogeg or Nanas in Pesach Rishon, if they will be mezidim be Pesach Sheni, then they will be chayov kareis. Now, Rashi, based on the Gemara here in Tzadi Beis Amid Beis, understands the mission differently. Based on the Gemara in Tzadi Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara here finds an allusion to the fact that someone who was mazed on Pesach Rishon also brings a Pesach Sheni, because the Gemara is medayek, Misha haya tamei o b'derech rechoka v'lo osa asa rishon yasa asa sheni. Shagagun onenas v'lo osa asa rishon yasa asa sheni. Lo osa implies that he could have, right? So what do you mean? He was nanas. He couldn't. What do you mean he could have? So the Mishnah here is alluding to the fact that even someone who is mazed in Pesach Rishon, he too brings Pesach Sheni. So then, according to this line of interpretation, when the Mishnah says, it means, why does the Torah single out Tomei Derech Rechoka, and for that matter, Shogeg and Onus, how are they different than someone who was mazed by Pesach Rishon? And the distinction drawn is between mazed versus everything else. She'elu p'turin mehikareis means not only Tomei and Derech Rechoka, but even Shogeg and Onus as well. Ve'elu chayorin mehikareis means mazed and possibly Trey Gavne mazed and Onain as well. Okay, again, what does the Rambam do with the Gemara? So we'll see shortly what we're alluding to now, but the consensus in the Achronim seems to be that the Rambam understands this Gemara here in Tzadi Beis Amid Beis as being determined to read this Mishnah, Aliva de Rav Nosson, and the Rambam's telling us the Pshuto Shel Mishnah, which is Aliva de Rebbe. And we'll see in a minute what that's alluding to. So let's pick that up on Tzadi Gimel Amid Aleph. If you take a look at the Tana Rabbanon, about midway down. Tana Rabbanon, Chayev Kores ala Rishon v'chayev Kores ala Sheni Divi Rebbe. A person can end up, we'll translate in a neutral fashion initially, a person can incur a Chayev Kores due to his behavior on Pesach Rishon or due to his behavior on Pesach Sheni. Divi Rebbe. Rav Nosson Omer Chayev Kores ala Rishon A person's chiyuv kares hinges totally on what he does in Pesach Rishon. If he's it with Pesach Rishon, he'll be chayuv kares. If Shagag, or Nanas, or he was Tomei, or Bedarf Bechalka in Pesach Rishon, regardless of what he does in Pesach Sheni, he cannot be Chayiv Kores. Right? That's what we were just alluding to, that the Achronim suggest that the Rambam understood this Gemara as learning Pshat in the Mishnah, Libet Reb Nosser. So according to Rabbi, a person can incur a Chayiv Kores either by virtue of being Mazed in Pesach Rishon, or by virtue of being mazed on Pesach Sheni. According to Rav Nosson, only by virtue of being mazed on Pesach Rishon. And finally, Rav Chanina ben Akavya Omer, Afal HaRishon Einu Chayiv Kores, Elim Kein Lo Osa Asah Sheni. That a person can only be Chayiv Kores if he's it B'Tavayu. If he was mazed both on Pesach Rishon and on Pesach Sheni. Now what is this dispute revolve about? The Azulatamayu, the Gemara says. Disanyo, a Gershon, is Gaya ben Shnei Psochim. Vechein Koton, Shehig Dil. Ben Shnei Psochim, Chayiv Lasos Pesach Sheni, Divi Rabbi. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Kol She Zokuk Lerishon, Zokuk Lesheni. Vechol She Ein Zokuk Lerishon, Ein Zokuk Lesheni. Vemaiko Miflgei, Rebbe Sava Sheni Regal Bifnei Atzmahu, Rabbi Nosson Sava Sheni Tashlumin Derishon Hu, Tikunei Lerishon Lomaskin Lei, Rabbi Chanina Ben Akavya Sava Sheni Takanta Derishon Hu. So the Gemara says, what happens if you have someone who wasn't a Bar Chiyuva at the time of Pesach Rishon, right? And the Baisa gives the two examples, a Gershon Izgaya or a Katan Shehigdil. So according to according to Rabbi, that person is chayav in Pesach Sheni. That person is chayav in Pesach Sheni. Why? Because Rabbi is of the opinion that Pesach Sheni is a regel b'fnei atzmo. It's a totally independent machayav in Korban Pesach, and therefore, regardless of whether or not the person was a bar chiyuva for Pesach Rishon, he incurs the chi of a Pesach Sheni. And if he neglects Korban Pesach, be it on Pesach Rishon, be it on Pesach Sheni, if he neglects it, b'meis, it is Chayiv Kores. So that sheet is Rabbi again, Chayiv Kores al Rishon, Chayiv Kores al Sheni, and the Gershon is Gaya, and a Kotin Shehigdil, Chayovim Lasos Pesach Sheni. But Nosson says no, if a person wasn't a Bar Chiyuva for Pesach Rishon, he's not Chayiv in Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is a makeup. It's Tashlumen LaRishon. Good. Now, the Rambam paskins clearly like Rebbe, right? There's no question that the Rambam paskins like Rebbe, because the Rambam holds that Chayiv Kares al Sheni, right? We just said before that the Rambam interprets the Mishnah, and that's the way he writes it in Mishnah Torah as well, that if a person was Shagag Onanas Barishon, Vehizid Basheni, so then he is Chayiv Kares, right? So that means that not only Chayiv Kares al Harishon, but Chayiv Kares al Hasheni as well, right? Because even though it was Shogeg Onanas Barishon, he has a good excuse for the Rishon, but he's a Basheni, he is Chayiv Kores. Whose opinion is that? The Gemara says on Tzadigim Amid Beis, right before the Mishnah, the Gemara sums up and concretizes the differences between the three views in the Tanoim. The Gemara says around five lines before the Mishnah on Tzadigim Amid Beis, Hilka Chizid Bozeh Bozeh, Divya Kol Chayiv. Everyone agrees if a person is mazed Barishon uvasheni, is Chayiv Kores. Everyone also agrees that Shogeg Bozeh Bozeh, Divya Kol Potter. That's also a no-brainer, right? Shogeg Bozeh Bozeh, if he was Shogeg both in Pesach Rishon and in Pesach Sheni, he's not going to be Chayiv Chatos. Now, Hizid Barishon v'Shogeg v'Sheni, L'Rebbe u'L'Reb Nosson mechayvei, V'chanina ben Akavya Pato. What about Shagag Barishon? If a person was Shagag B'Pesach Rishon, V'hizik B'Sheni. So now, it's only L'Rebbe Chayav. Only according to Rebbe is the person going to be Chayav, because only Rebbe holds that Chayav Al Rishon and Chayav Al Hasheni. Right? So it's clear that the Rambam paskins like whom? That he paskins like Rebbe, and therefore Shagat Onanas Barishon V'hizit Basheni, the Rambam says, is Chayav Kores. The problem is, and the Ravid is already Masig for this reason, that the Rambam says, again, this is how he learned Pshat in the Mishnah in Sadi Beis Amid Beis, that if a person was Tamei or Derech Rechokov Barishon V'hizid B'sheni, then the Rambam says he's Potter Min HaKores. So the Rambam writes here, Ketzad, Perikei Halacha Beis, Misha Shagag Onenas V'lo Hikriv B'rishon Im Hizid V'lo Hikriv B'sheni Chayiv Kores. Right? Shagag B'rishon Hizid B'sheni, according to Rebbe, is Chayiv Kores. V'mshagav onenas av b'sheni pato. Avol misha hoya tamei ol b'derech v'choka v'lo osa es harishon achal pisha hizid b'sheni eino chayiv kores. So Amar Avram, achshav soser es dvarav. The Rambam just paskened at the beginning of these halachos, like Rebbe, the chayiv Kores ala Rishon, Chayiv Kores ala Sheni. And that's why we understand that Shaga Gonenas Barishon, Vihizid B'Sheni is Chayiv Kores. How can the Rambam turn around Tov Kidei Dibur and say that Tomei Uderach Rechoko Barishon, Vihizid B'Sheni is not Chayiv Kores? Maishna Tomei Uderach Rechoko, Vihizid B'Sheni, Mishoge Gonenas Barishon, Vihizid B'Sheni. That's the Hasoga Saraivit. Okay. So if, and either way, the problem is again that there's an apparent internal inconsistency in the Rambam. Because right away, it occurs to us to say, well, maybe the Rambam understood Rega Lifnei Atzmo differently than Rashi, right? Rashi clearly understands that when Rebbe says that Pesach Sheni is a Rega Lifnei Atzmo, he means that it's a Rega Lifnei Atzmo which is equal to Pesach Rishon. Not a second-class yontif. Equal to Pesach Rishon in terms of the Chomer HaChiyuv. So we'll say maybe the Rambam is of the opinion, yes, it's a Rega Lifnei Atzmo, and that's why Gershon is Gayer, Cotton Shehigdil is Chayiv Lasos Pesach Sheni. But Lav Davka, that the regal Bifnei Atzmo is Shove to the regal of Pesach Rishon. But again, we're still going to be stuck. So why is it that if Shagag Onenas B'Rishon V'Hizid B'Sheni, why is he Chayiv Kores? If Sheni is not Mechayiv Kores, the Rishon certainly can't be Mechayiv Kores, because he was Shagag Onos on the Rishon. So somehow or other, right, it's clear from the Rambam that what his excuse is, what his defense is for Pesach Rishon is relevant to whether he's Chayiv Kores for Pesach Sheni, but that's very difficult, because the Rambam himself here in Perikei Halacha Aleph says as follows, Mi shehaya tomei b'shas shchitas ha-Pesach She'en shochten olav, o shehoye v'derech v'cholka, o nenas v'ones acher, o sheshagag v'lohibi v'rishon, hareze mevi pesach v'arvah so l'chodesh ha'sheni v'eno abayim. Now, let's read carefully. U'shchites pesach zeh mitzvah saseh b'fnei atzmo. It's a regal b'fnei atzmo, right? V'alches ha'shabas, she'en ha'sheni tashlumin l'rishon, elu regal b'fnei atzmo, l'ficha chayoven olav kores. So the Rambam explicitly, following the Gemara, right? The Rambam explicitly says, why is it that there's a chi of kores for being mazen in Pesach Sheni? Because it's a regal b'fnei atzmo. So if that's the case, then your defense, your excuse in Pesach Rishon should be irrelevant. Whether one was Shogeg or Onus in Pesach Rishon, or whether one was Tomei or Derech Rechoka is totally irrelevant, L'chorah, because the Rambam says here, black and white, reflecting this Sugyas HaGemara, that the fact that there's Chayav in Kores is because Regel Bifnei Atzmo, L'ficha Chayav in Olav Kores. But let's step back for a minute and just review in the most elementary way, what exactly is the Din of Pesach Sheni? What is the Din of Pesach Sheni? So according to Rebbe, Pesach Sheni is that a person who wasn't makriv Pesach Rishon, for whatever reason, that's Regel Bifnei Atzmo. According to Rav Nosson, a person who was chayiv in Pesach Rishon, who was a Baal Chiyuv at the time of Pesach Rishon, but wasn't makriv, so he has to compensate for that. He has to compensate for that, and the Torah tells him what the compensation is. If we don't fast in Tainis Esther because we're Koveh Enayim, so we fast another day later. It's a compensation, it's a makeup. In lieu of what we didn't do, so we're substituting this. So too, Pesach Sheni is for someone who was chayiv in Pesach Rishon and didn't fulfill that chiyuv. And Mimele Gesh and this guy of Kon Shehigdel Abtur. Right? That's what Pesach Sheni seems to be. But the truth is that it really goes much deeper than that. And to appreciate it, let's return to the Machlokes, the Rambam, and the other Rishonim, which we mentioned earlier, right? When we were talking about Derech Rechoka, so we said that Derech Rechoka, according to Ula, means that a person is 15 mil from Yerushalayim. At what point are we checking on his whereabouts to determine the din of Derech Rechoka? Sarashi and Tosfos, and most Rishonim say that we're checking his whereabouts at Chatzos. And the significance of 15 mil is that he couldn't arrive in the Azara before Shkia. Now the Rambam in Perikei of Hilchos Korban Pesach, Halacha Tes, Misha Hayod Veinu Vein Yerushalayim Yom Arba Asar Im Aliyas HaShemesh Chamisha Asar Milo Yoser Hareza Derech Rechoka. The Rambam's famous view here is that Derech Rechoka is determined by a person's whereabouts at Neitzach Amo. Not a person's whereabouts at Chatzos, but rather a person's whereabouts at Neitzach Amo. Now, whether Derech Rechoka is a simple p'tur, or whether Derech Rechoka is a dichoy, it's quite clear that whatever it is, neither a p'tur nor a dichoy can be chal before the chiyuv hamitzvah is incurred. Let's say, this may not be too hypothetical, let's say there are a lot of people with very bad headaches now that the shiur's been going on for close to an hour. And there are a lot of mitztarim in the room. So can we now decide that everyone who's never mitztar should be potter from sukkah because the mitztar is potter min hasukkah? So among other things, obviously a person can't decide whether or not you should be a mitzvah in Potem and HaSukkah if it's not Sukkahs, and there's no chiyuv to be in the Sukkah. A person can't be exempted from a mitzvah shalom bisman chiyuvo. There has to be a correlation between if it's a time which should be a zman chiyuv, a person can incur a ptur, a person can incur a dichoy. So how in the world can the Rambam say that the p'tur or the dichoy, whatever it is, of Derech Rechoka is determined im aliyas hashemesh, yudalid, in the morning? So the Mikdash David writes in his sefer, Rav Shechter has the same in his sefer as well, that al korchacha, the pshat in the Rambam, has to be that the Rambam thinks that the chiyuv to be makriv the korban Pesach is chal yudalid in the morning. that a person is mischayev in the mitzvah of Korban Pesach Yud Daled in the morning. Elamai, in terms of the zman which is mukhshar la korban, in terms of when the korban is fit to be brought, that doesn't happen until Chatzos Hayom. But the chiyuv, which is chal, that a person is mischayev in Korban Pesach, that happens yudalit in the morning, and that has to do, has relevance to Ben Beseira and Rabbi Yeshua in the first parak of Zvachim, whether or not a Pesach, which is nishchat, shelo lishmo yudalit in the morning, is treated as a Pesach, like a Pesach b'sh'or yemos hashana, which is kosher shelo lishmo. That Ben Beseira apostles, and again, that l'chora works out very well according to the Shitas HaRambam, that the chiyuv, that the chovas gavi is chal yudalit in the morning, even though the zman hamukhsha lahavas haPesach is not until chatzos. Nimtzeinu lemeidim that by Korban Pesach, unlike most mitzvahs, not necessarily all mitzvahs, but unlike most mitzvahs, number one, there's a zman of the mitzvah, and number two, there's also a zman which is mukhsha lahakrava. And as we've seen, the two are not identical. The two are not identical. Now, in light of that insight into Pesach Rishon, so let's rethink Pesach Sheni for a moment. Nimseinu lemeidim now that according to Rebbe, that Pesach Sheni is a regel bifnei atzmo, so be'emes, the Torah said two things about Pesach Sheni. Number one, Torah said that Pesach Sheni, again, as a regel bifnei atzmo, is an independent mechayev. That's what regel b'fnei atzmo means. It's an independent machayev. An independent machayev. Hence, Gershon is Gaya Kodin Shehikdi Alav Chayovim. But number two, since Pesach Sheni, what you're bringing is not Stam, Tashlumin Ba'alma for the Korban Pesach, but what you're bringing on Pesach Sheni is a Korban Pesach, so the Torah also was machadish that Yud Dalet Iyor is a Zman HaMukhsha LeKorban Pesach. So there's really two yesodos here implicit within Pesach Sheni. Again, according to Rebbe, that it's regel b'fnei atzmo. Number one, the Pesach Sheni as a regel b'fnei atzmo is a mechayev. Is a mechayev. And therefore, Gershon is Gaya, Katan Shehigdil, Achayovim. Number two, the Torah is also saying, since this regel b'fnei atzmo is mechayev korban pesach, not stama tashlumin l'rishon, right? Not stama tashlumin l'rishon, not stama takana l'rishon, but the korban that's brought is a chefter shel korban pesach. So that means that the Torah is also saying that yud dalet iyo is a zman hamukhshar le hakrovas haPesach. Now, the Rambam understands as follows. Again, according to the Rambam, this is all a Mefurash Mishnah here on Tzadi Beis or Mitbeis at the beginning of our parak. Eino Chanami, Pesach Sheni, as a separate Mechayev, as a regel b'fnei atzma, which is a separate Mechayev, is not equal to Pesach Rishon. No. Kiksiv Koreis, a Pesach Rishon who diksev. The Pshuto Shel Mikra in Parshas Baalosra is like this. That the Torah prescribes Koreis for a person who was mazed in Pesach Rishon. Only Pesach Rishon is Mechayev in Koreis. Pesach Sheni is not Mechayev in Koreis. Regel b'fnei atzmo, according to the Rambam, unlike Rashi, doesn't mean that it's equal to Pesach Rishon in Chomer HaChiyuv, it doesn't mean that. However, However, the second din, let's not lose sight of the second din of Pesach Sheni, in addition to the fact that Pesach Sheni is in Mechayev, and therefore Gershon is Gaikot and Shehigya Lechayovim, but it's also the Torah was Mechadesh, that Yudalad Iyor is a Zman HaMukhshar Lehavos Korban Pesach. So that means that if a person was Shogag Onanas B'Pesach Rishon, so he now, in addition to Pesach Sheni as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, he also has a chance to fulfill that outstanding chiyuv in Pesach Rishon. By most mitzvahs, if a person, for some reason, didn't put on tefillin today, is finished, right? So in one's ledger, so one can write down, finish, that on such and such a day, on Yom Gimel, Shabbos Kodesh, so lo hinachti tefillin. You can fill in the ledger, me'uvas lo yuchal liskon, in terms of that mitzvah. Tshuva, yes, but in terms of that mitzvah, is me'uvas lo yuchal liskon. By Pesach Rishon, because of the second chiddush of Pesach Sheni, the mechayiv in Kores, hizid b'sheni, is not because of the regel b'fnei atzmo of Sheni. The significance of the regel b'fnei atzmo of Sheni is that the korban of Yudalad Iyo is a korban Pesach. It's not stam a tashlumen of korban Pesach, it's a korban Pesach. If that's the case, so then my outstanding chiyuv, if someone was shogeg or nanas on Pesach Rishon, so shogeg or nanas has a p'tur onshin. You can't say that the chiyuv, it's not a hafkas chiyuv. You don't say that since I was shogeg, that therefore the Torah is mafkia the chiyuv, that since the person was nanas, the Torah is mafkia the chiyuv. No, the chiyuv is be'ino omeid, and it's unsatisfied. Now, in light of the fact that Pesach Sheni, again, is not only a new mechaye, but implicit in that is that it's also a zman hamukhshar lahavas haPesach. So now, the person who shagged bananas really has a double chiyuv. He has the new chiyuv of Pesach Sheni, but his outstanding chiyuv of Pesach Rishon is also relevant here. And it's that which is responsible for the chiyuv kores. So now that the Rambam works out beautifully. The Rambam, and again, according to the Rambam, this is all much nice, according to the Rambam. This is a brief excerpt from the Rambam's Mishnayis Pesach and Mishnah Yomis shir. According to the Rambam, it works out beautifully. Tomei Odarach V'Cholka is not a befrat, especially in light of Avsheshes' opinion of Lohortza, that it's a dichoy, but even without it, but especially in light of Avsheshes, Tomei and Darach V'Cholka, again, is not stam a p'toy onshin, not a p'toy onshin, at the tchilas zman hachiyot, 14th in the morning, we already give them their dispensation. It's a hafkas achiyur. It cancels their chiyur. It cancels their chiyur. Shogeg bananas, it doesn't cancel their chiyur. A person was shogeg and he didn't lay tefillin, it doesn't cancel his chiyur. It's a p'tur onshin. But it doesn't cancel his chiyur. So now, Tomei Uderich V'Cholka, when he comes to Pesach Sheni, the only thing relevant to him is that now there's a new mechayev, because his mechayev of Pesach Rishon was paka, because that is the din of Tomei Uderich V'Cholka, so he just has this independent regel b'fnei atzmo mechayev of Pesach Sheni. That's not mechayev koreis. Regel b'fnei atzmo doesn't mean they're equal, it just means that it's an independent mechayev, and that the korban is a korban Pesach, but it doesn't mean that they're equal. Masha in Cain, shogeg onanas b'rishon, that's not a hafkas chiyuv. No, the chiyuv of Pesach Rishon is toluy v'omeid, it's unsatisfied. Comes now a Pesach Sheni, which since it's a regel b'fnei atzmo, means that it's being mechayiv in a korban Pesach, not stam a tashlumen of Pesach, but it's being mechayiv in a korban Pesach. Oh, if it's being mechayiv in a korban Pesach, so that means that Yudal Iyor in the afternoon is a zman hamukhshar lahavos haPesach. If it's a zman hamukhshar lahavos haPesach, So not only is the person chayav mitzad sheni regel b'fnei atzmo, but he's also chayav mitzad the chiyuv of Pesach Rishon, which remains unsatisfied. Hence the Rambam says that shaga b'nanas b'rishon v'hizid b'sheni is chayav. However, tomei u'daruch v'choka avo pishe hizid b'sheni eino chayav kores shekvon nifta b'Pesach Rishon min ha'kores. Perhaps just to be Messiah, very briefly, with the Milei D'Agadator. We spent some time trying to understand Rebbe Lezer Shita, the Derech V'Cholkor can be just Chutz La'Skofas HaAzara, just one step outside of the Azara, is already a Derech V'Cholkor. And again, depending upon the different views, Aliba de Rabbi Lezer, so maybe that's a Derech V'Cholkor where he's not Chayiv Kares, according to the other opinions who don't agree with Abaye, so then there are some versions of Rabbi Lezer who say that if Motzi Ayil below Ayil, so Chutz Laskofas or Azara is a Derech V'Cholkor for which he would be Chayiv Kares. But either way, Rabbi Lezer says that chutz las kolvas la'azor is derech v'choka. It's important, again, in reflecting on the din of derech v'choka, that we recognize that even when one clearly has the p'tur or the dichuy of derech v'choka, it's not something to be welcomed. The whole parsha of Pesach Sheni Ba'aloscha, Megalgul and Zchus Ha'idei Zakai, is that they had a p'tur of being Tmei'ei Meis, Tmei'im L'Nefesh Adam, and their reaction was Loma Nigora Levilti Hakriv Eskorban Hashem B'Moado. They felt reduced. Nigora, they felt deprived not to be able to be makriv korban Hashem. So derech v'choka is not a pass. Even derech v'choka, when it's a p'tur or a dichoy, means that there's a lack of fulfillment. But what Rebbe Lezer Shita highlights for us very graphically and very powerfully is that derech v'choka doesn't have to imply great distance. A person can be at the threshold and still be b'derech v'choka. Now that's an eternally timely lesson. But especially poignant after one's student years have gone by. That a person can be b'derech v'choka even though he's standing adjacent to the Azara. We have Batei Knesios and Batei Midrashos in our community. Mamish, we're standing chutz la'skofas ha'azara, but if we're not devoted to tefillah v'tzibur, if we're not Mosa Nefesh of Kum Ayil, so then we remain B'Derech V'Cholkor. Surrounded by Batei Knesios and Batei Midrashos, thriving and flourishing, a person is standing right there, adjacent to Askofas HaAzara, but a person should not be lured into the false sense of security of because I'm living within a Makom Torah, because I'm right there on the threshold, a person can be B'Derech V'Cholkor even though He's one step outside. A person can be b'darach v'chalka living in a time when Baruch Hashem, as among other places, our own Kosli HaYeshiva testify, even when Talmud Torah is thriving and flourishing like it never did before here in New York, United States, if a person, again, upon leaving yeshiva with a kviyasitim, is not imposed, where the kviyasitim is not scheduled by the registrar, if a person doesn't maintain kviyasitim, he also runs the risk of being b'derech v'chalka, even though he's only chutz l'askofas ha'azorah. He's not out in some midbar, out in some spiritual barren wasteland. No. Even adjacent to the azorah. But that shouldn't exhaust our aspirations, not just to maintain kviyasitim. A person should aspire initially to maintain that same level of Talmud Torah. Not that once a person leaves yeshiva, so the sense of learning and becoming immersed in one's learning, that's forgotten. And the most that one can hope for is to sort of passively sit back and listen to a shir. That's also a derech v'chalka. The level of learning which a person attains, the ability to become immersed. Again, it can be a sugya, it can be chumash with Rashi, it can be a Mishnah Brura, but that level should not be sacrificed when a person leaves the Kosla Yeshiva. That too is a pitfall of Derech V'Chalka, Chutz L'Askofas HaZorah, that we have to be on guard against. Talmud Torah was not intended to be the exclusive province of Rabbonim, of professional Mechanchim. Talmud Torah is Marosh HaKilas Yaakov. We all have an equal stake in the Torah, and we're all obligated to maximize our individual talents and potential in Talmud Torah, whether it's one's professional preoccupation or whether it's one's religious, spiritual, but not professional preoccupation. And to allow ourselves to be overtaken by this notion well, what can a Bala Boss aspire to, is to find ourselves b'derech v'chalka chutz l'askofas ha'azorah. But how does it happen? How could Rebbe Lezer imagine that the Torah should be describing a person whose chutz l'askofas ha'azorah, one step outside of the azorah, doesn't step in, that even though Motzi Ayel would not come, v'ol. How could Rebbe Lezer in his wildest dreams imagine such a person that the Torah could be addressing? It's unthinkable. Such an unfeeling, apathetic person. That's whom the Torah is addressing here, according to Rebbe Lezer? I don't think so. The Torah was talking to Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs. The Torah was talking to a person, Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is a busy time. the most hectic time there is. He's busy. He's busy getting ready for Yom Tov. He's busy with Tzarkei Chag. No, he's not apathetic. Not totally insensitive. But he's busy. So busy that what? He's so busy b'chutz l'askofas l'azara that somehow or other he forgets to become v'ol into the azara. How did that happen? How did that happen? V'fichach dakod olav. Everyone has a nekuda pnimis. And the Kuda Pnimis where a person senses what his true identity is, where a person recognizes a longing to come close to the Ribon Shel Olam, to spend his life as productively as possible, as constructively as possible, as usefully as possible, being Oved Hashem. Everyone has that Nekuda Pnimis. What happens if that Nekuda gets displaced? Nekudas, generally, are not Nokud Olav. Nekudas are underneath the Osios. Underneath the Osios. When that Nekuda, when a person loses that orientation, it's Nokud Olav. That Nekuda Pnimis in the person, the Pintali Yid, is displaced. The Nekuda is not where it's supposed to be. The Nekuda of what the essence of a Jew is, an Oved Hashem, what his dreams are, what his aspirations are, what he longs for, when that gets displaced, it's Nokud Olav. The Nekuda is not where it's supposed to be. So then a person loses his orientation. He becomes disoriented. Iker and Tofel become totally confused. The person initially gets involved with things for the right reason, but then loses that sense of direction. A person enters an umnus because the Torah clearly has a work ethic and clearly says that we're supposed to make hishtadlus for panosa. But if that nekuda hapnimis is dislodged and it ends up nokud olav, the person begins to forget why he's there. He begins to think that he's there for the same reason others are, to get wealthy, that one's fulfillment comes purely from career, and instead of seeing that as one component of a balanced life of Avodas Hashem, he falls prey to careerism. It's l'fichach nokud olav. The Torah wasn't addressing someone apathetic. It wasn't addressing a mumah lahachis who doesn't want to step over. No, the Torah was addressing us and saying, watch out, if it's nokud olav, if the nekuda pnimis of who we are, what we long for, what we aspire to, if it's nokud olav, if that gets displaced, so then a person can fall prey to being omei b'derech v'choka, even though in reality he's only michutz l'askofas v'azorah.